Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It is Locked On Jazz for the 31st of July. Sad news to a member of the Jazz family. Joe Ingles shows the man he is. We'll talk a little bit about 538 projections and FanRag's Top 100, plus other news notes around the NBA. It's all coming up on a July 31st edition of Locked On Jazz. How are you? I'm David Locke, radio voice of the Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA insider. This is Locked On Jazz, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Thanks so much for tuning in. Today's show brought to you by Murdoch Hyundai, final day of July for their amazing sales that have been going on, as well as SeatGeek with the promo code LONBA. You get $20 back on your first purchase. Incredible deal. There for you. So I'll tell you a little bit more about both of those. I want to set up the show for you, but I want to open up the show with some disappointing news. J.P. Gibson, the young Jazz signee for a single day, has really become part of our Jazz family. We see him at Summer League every year. I see him throughout the time. A great family. He battled cancer. Was in remission for 2 years. And unfortunately, news came out over the weekend that the cancer has returned. I have a hard time grasping this world, why anything happens to children. I just do. I want to wish, obviously, the best to JP, to his parents. I just can't imagine the roller coaster of helpless emotion that his loving parents and family have felt. JP seems stronger than all of us throughout any time I've ever talked to him. There's a youthful brilliance / ignorance to him, just knowing he's going to fight through it, and I'm sure he will again this time. So really just the deepest, most heartfelt thoughts to JP and the Gibson family. It just was heartbreaking news over the year, but I'm sure it's just going to be another part of the story of how incredible this young kid is. All right, so I want to touch on some other items today, obviously, for you. But I did think that there was maybe something that I just kind of, and I think we're all guilty of it because it doesn't make headlines enough, that I kind of missed on. Joe Ingles signs this massive contract, and he and his wife come out and basically say, nobody needs this much money. We're going to get situated in Utah, and then we're going to see we can do everything we can to help underprivileged, particularly children, in Utah. And around the world. And I just, I blew it. I probably should have taken more time on a show last week to discuss it, because it's the type of thing that we lose in the midst of the madness. And you know what? This is just a fabulous example of down-to-earth, fun-loving, bright, guy who's worked hard, made it, got his money, and doesn't lose his bearings. And it's everything we hope for out of our friends, not our athletes, our friends. And so I just want to make sure that I really tip the hat to Joe in that regard. And I'm excited to see what he and his really incredibly talented and wonderful wife, Renee, have planned for our area along the way. Today's show is brought to you by Murdoch Hyundai. They have had an amazing deal going on. It wraps up today. So if you might want to run by, if you're in the market for a car, I've said for a while, since I've been driving the Hyundai, it's been an eye-opening experience to know and to see The quality of vehicle that you can get from the Santa Fe Sport to the Tucson I'm driving right now. The Santa Fe and the Tucson, you both can get $6,000 off right now. Plus, Hyundai has that incredible warranty that is unique to Hyundai. It's a 100,000-mile Hyundai warranty. Well, the people at Murdoch are taking it to 2,500,000 miles for you. An incredible warranty, and it's a statement to the type of vehicles that Hyundai have for you that you can try. So go, if you're in the market, these deals are supposed to expire today on the 31st of July. Maybe we can talk him into keeping it. I'm going to head down there today because I've screwed something up and I got to get down there and see them. And so maybe I'll talk. It will just be me, solely me doing that, not serious. So drop that in there and just I'll convince them to keep it going. But in case they don't, stop by at 4646 South State Street today to Murdoch Hyundai. Enjoy and find out a little bit more about what they have to offer. The Santa Fe and the Tucson are the two cars I've driven and just been super impressed by what you get for the value. And the Murdoch family are just flat-out good people who really, really take pride in giving you the service. All right, that is Murdoch Hyundai at 4646 South State Street. We've been talking about the FanRag Sports, which is a top 100 rankings. I like these. I think they're good, fun discussion in the offseason. Kelly Scalata has done a nice job with it. He asked Zach Harper, who I think many of us know is a really good guy, Tom West, Jack Winter, and Negus Duncan. So they've got a collection of people, and they asked him kind of the questions. They came up with their rankings. And so far, Taj Gibson was 100, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, 99, Mason Plumlee, 98, Lou Williams, 97, Robin Lopez, 96, Tobias Harris, 95, Ennis Kanter, 94, J.J. Redick, 93, Reggie Jackson, 92, Mike Quibble there, I just don't think he helps you win, Valanciunas, 91, Aaron Gordon, 90, Jeremy Lin, 89, Favors was 88, Marcin Gortat was 87, Rodney Hood was 86, Seth Curry with 85, Joe Ingles was 84, D'Angelo Russell was 83, and Patty Mills was 82. So the... And there's this interesting question that is kind of how the Jazz are built. What kind of depth do you need to be able to beat the not very good teams, right? We talked about this a little bit on Friday, I think. That the last year the Jazz were just brilliant against the lesser teams. Not great, somewhat due to injuries. Against the better teams, and it got them to 51 wins. You can make the playoffs by consistently beating the less good teams and then just kind of milking enough wins against the better teams, and that's what the Jazz are going to have to do this year with great defense, great depth, be able to do that. It's going to be worth keeping an eye on, and I think these rankings are interesting for this, is, you know, the Warriors will have top three in the top 10. Okay, well, that just makes them dominant. It looks as though we're going to have five in the top 90, right? So Favors, Hood, Ingles, Rubio, and Gobert. Probably, I would suspect, one in the top 20. We'll see where Rubio comes out. And then three in the top, not five in the top 90. How many other teams will have five in the top 90? And I think that'll be worth kind of keeping an eye on. It might be, you know, if everybody's starting five were just equally ranked and there was nobody who had a sixth better than a five, then you'd be in the top 150, right? So that's 150 players, and we have five in the top 90. It shows to the level of depth. And ESPN will do a rank, and Sports Illustrated usually does a rank, and then we can get a wisdoms of a crowd approach to it. 538 does it a little differently. 538 does it with a money factor. And I haven't been able to, with their new Carmelo system, go through and find out how they ranked every single player and their money value. But it did led to another conversation that we had the other day, which was who is the second best player on the Jazz. And I kind of wavered. I wasn't entirely sure. A bunch of listeners jumped in. This was on the Thursday Facebook Live and said, it's got to be Rubio. Well, 538 would certainly agree with you on that. 538 gives each player a dollar value for their projected dollar value for the season. Rudy Gobert's projected dollar value for the season is $51.7 million. That was Rudy Gobert. Ricky Rubio is, in fact, the second best player on the Jazz roster by a large margin, according to 538, at $31.5 million. So Gobert at 51.7, Rubio at 31.5. The third best is Derek Favors, who they project to be worth $15 million next year. What's interesting about that is he was worth $22 million a few years ago. He last year was worth $5 million. They're projecting him up to $15 million. Now, the word around the team is that he has been working out. He has been able to work on his game, not just his health. And that hopefully that's, you know, that's a really – that changes who he is a little bit. Next, the third best player on the roster, according to 538's Carmelo system and their ability to their money value, is Joe Ingles. Now, Ingles is really interesting because 2 years ago he was a $0 value. 16 season he was a 4.2. Last year he was worth $26 million. They project him coming back to life a little bit at $14 million of value. Also interesting because that's about what he signed for. And they have him fading due to age pretty quickly. And I think I don't think anyone expects Joe to have a better season than he just had. He has incredible value. And, you know, his steal percentage is what's really interesting, is that how high that stays. And then your fifth best player is Rodney Hood. Again, this kind of goes back to the show the other day of whether or not are we suddenly asking maybe way too much out of Rodney Hood. Rodney Hood has to make a massive jump. Now, what's interesting on Hood is Hood was worth $16 million in the 16 season and dropped to worth $5 million in the 17 season when he didn't have as good a year. They project him to be worth $12 million and get a little bit better each of the next 3 years. It also goes to the conversation we had a little bit about Rodney's contract, which we'll have more as the week goes on later in this week. There's more detail in that. I think it's a really incredible circumstance. The thing that I think's most eye-opening on 538's projections on Rodney Hood is they have his minutes declining. He played 2,500 minutes in the 16 season, 1,500 last year. They have him playing nearly 2,000 this year, 1,947, and then dropping to 1,800, dropping to 1,700, dropping to 1,600, dropping to 1,400, dropping to 1,200. They see his value of his minutes played decreasing over the next few years. They do not see him making – what they basically see him is becoming a bench player, right? I mean, 1,800 minutes a game – excuse me, a season, or they see the injuries. But if he were healthy for 80 games a year, 1,800 minutes, they see him as a 22-minute-a-night player, which is not how we view him. His number one comp, by the way, is C.J. Miles. Interesting. So Rodney, that comes out as fifth. Cephalosha comes out as the sixth best, worth $7 million. The next best player on the roster comes out to be Jonas Jerebko. Tied with Joe Johnson. Epe Udo's not, there's not a list for him. Cephalosha, by the way, was worth $12 million last year on a pretty good year, $8 million the year before. They have him dropping to $7 million due to age. And then they really have him falling off the map a year from now. They have him as having a good year this year, and then the production fit at 35 just falls off, not a surprise. Jerebko, I don't think most of us think of that signing as your seventh best player, but that's how they see him. In 2015, he was worth $10 million and then dropped their rankings, and then has dropped the last 2 years. And so that's where they have him, and they have his minutes at just 1,000 minutes. So nothing particularly Good. Joe Johnson has been worth $14 million, $11 million, $8 million. Now they see him as falling off to just $2 million as he ages. After that, you have Donovan Mitchell at about even, Tony Bradley at negative 0.8, Dante Exum at negative 1.2 million, and Alec Burks at negative 2 million. Great news on Alec Burks is the word is he is working out and healthy and pain-free, more than healthy, pain-free for the first time. I don't have any idea who he is as a player anymore. I mean, he is just a pure bonus case at this point. And you know, I think he's really fascinating because he's gone through such a life change. One, the not being able to play. Two, having the baby. The maturity level of who he is. You know, he's always been a below average efficiency player. He's been a great rebounding guard. It's incredible value. He just hasn't played. I mean, it's just been a really long time since he's played, and he's never played on a good team. So that will be of interest to see with AB, but gosh, he is just a guy I'm going to root for endlessly at this point because the career has just been brutal to him. Today's show in part is brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is an app on your phone for all of your ticket buying needs. It's really the great example of modern technology making things easier. So what I mean by that is buying tickets for an upcoming event, you used to have to worry about who had the best tickets and where to go. Now you go to one place. You download the app SeatGeek. It's on your phone. And then once you've done that, you click on to – you can set a price alert to an upcoming event if you want. But let's say you're thinking about doing something crazy and traveling to go see U2 across the country. Well, the first thing is you could actually see where the best tickets are along the way. Then if you don't – if you want to go to Minnesota on September 8th and see U2 – because why you chose Minnesota? Because maybe it's more affordable than some other places. They show you, and every ticket has a ticket score. So I can get row 3, one ticket for $192. Pretty good seats right off to the right-hand side of the stage and tells me the ticket score is 86. If I need multiple, I can get row 28. Really good section 107. Looks like a great seat. It shows me right where it is. And that's going to be, that would be $200, but it's the ticket score is good. So I know it's a pretty good deal and it works me through. I can set various number of tickets I need. I can set, how I want, the price. And then the best part is you go to the settings tab and you enter in the promo code LONBA. That's LONBA. And you'll get yourself a $20 rebate on your first purchase. That's a $20 rebate on your first purchase. LONBA. And so you make sure you apply that to your account and you will get a $20 rebate on your first purchase. That's SeatGeek. Download the app now. All right, let's go some news around the NBA. Another piece on FanRag I thought was really good, like FanRag, is they did the 5 best bargains of the NBA free agency. I thought it was really well done. Their number one was Patrick Patterson, which I completely agree about. I thought Oklahoma City got a great deal there. Luke Mbamute for Houston was the next one. Completely agree. Omri Caspi for Golden State, again. So I thought this list was really good. Then I thought this was interesting. Tyreek Evans for Memphis. Tyreek Evans is kind of the forgotten guy. He had some value. You know, 2015, he wasn't bad. He kind of got lost in the shuffle. I think it's probably a good call that he's going to be able to have a little bit of an uptick. And on that team, with their lack of depth and where their depth chart is right now, to have somebody other than Mike Conley making some plays, I think that's a pretty good, I think that's a pretty good call. And then the final one was Raymond Felton. Raymond Felton, remember, was drafted with Deron Williams and with Chris Paul, and I've always thought that he was a great pickup for the Clippers. I don't agree on this one as much. I think it's over. I just think he just, particularly in the playoffs, I just didn't see it the way I used to see it. I've always thought he was kind of got miscast as being terrible and was a great value for people coming off the bench. But actually, I'm not with him on this one. That's the one I would disagree. I just feel like he's a bit off. Danilo Gallinari punched a teammate in a European game, broke his hand. So bad news for the Clipper big right there. Terrence Jones is off to China. This is that whole draft thing where you're convinced every guy's going to be great and then things happen, and Terrence Jones is one of those guys that just never got going. Never was quite athletic enough. He was supposed to be the perfect stretch four, and it didn't happen. He was out of Kentucky, and he's off to China without a job in the NBA. By the way, Trey Burke does not have a job in the NBA right now, and haven't heard his name at all. Jones kind of floated around, you know, got that early chance in Houston and never got it rolling. He was the out of Oregon. He was the 18th pick of that 2012 draft, and that draft fell off. If you go back and look back at that draft, that's the Anthony Davis, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, Bradley Beal, Deion Waiters, Thomas Robinson kind of out of the league, so there's always one of the top five. Lillard was 6, Barnes was 7, Terrence Ross was pretty good, was 8, Drummond was 9, Rivers was 10, and then Myers, Leonard's 11, Jeremy Lamb, who's sort of panned out, as 12, Marshall out of the league, 13, John Henson floating around at 14, Mo Harkless, 15, Royce White out of the league, 16, Tyler Zeller floating around, Terrence Jones out of the league, 18, Andrew Nicholson just got released by Portland, decent player though, Fournier, pretty good pick at 20, Sullinger out of the league, and a lot have been written about him. Fab Mello's passed away. He's 20. He played 1 year in the NBA, 6 games. John Jenkins out of league, 23. Jared Cunningham out of league, 24. Tony Roten out of league, 25. Miles Plumlee still around. Arnett Moultrie out of the league, 27. Perry Jones out of league, 28. Marquise Teague out of league, 29. Festus Ezeli may be done at 30. That's the reality of the NBA draft right there. That's actually a good summation, where I always tell everybody that after the 11th pick of the draft, you're at a below 50% chance of getting a rotation player. And if you look at if we do that and look at that 2012 NBA draft, Myers Leonard I'd call a rotation player. Jeremy Lamb I would call a rotation player. John Henson I would call a rotation player. Mo Harkless I would call a rotation player at 4. Tyler Zeller, let's call him a rotation player, 5. Actually, he was pretty vital to Charlotte last year. Evan Fournier, certainly 6. Miles Plumlee, let's be generous, called 7. So from the 10th pick on, 7 players were rotation players in the NBA, or still are, you know, and none of them have played 10,000 minutes. Now, that's a lot. 10,000 minutes in that time period is a lot, but there's only 5 guys in that whole draft that have done it. Final note for the day, nothing really that new on Kyrie. I thought this was an interesting quote from Chauncey Billups about Dennis Smith Jr., who is the number 9 pick for the Mavericks. I love him. I love him. I think he's got potential to be Rookie of the Year. I think he's the most polished out of all the point guards that were out there this year. I think he's the most polished pro-ready, in my opinion. There's so many good ones that came in the draft. I like almost all of them. He compared him to Derrick Rose with a jump shot. He reminds me a little bit of Baron Davis when BD was coming to the league with his explosiveness. His handles are really good. He can shoot. Dennis has really quick defensively. So I thought that was an interesting quote there. And final note, and if we're going to start the show on a sad note with the J.P. Gibson, then we're going to close the note on a good note for you, and that is Jack Cooley, one of the favorites who's ever played around, despite his overzealousness almost injuring players, has signed a 2-way deal with the Sacramento Kings. Couldn't be happier for Jack to be making money in the U.S. and not have to travel overseas again. And just, he's worked so hard for his dream. So that's a feel-good story to close the show. This has been Locked On Jazz, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Brought to you today by Murdoch Hyundai at 4646 South State Street and SeatGeek with the promo code LONBA. Have a great day. I am heading out tomorrow. My dad ruptured his Achilles, so I'm going to go spend some time with him. I'll probably be back with you Thursday for the Thursday live Facebook edition of Locked On Jazz. Have a good one.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the wraiths. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.